prescription on the web, go to martinortho.care.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I jam on the one?
Check one, two. Check one, two. Show you this. Show you this, young man.
Morning mayhem.
I had a chance to send it.
Starts now with David Basil.
I'm here. I'm present.
Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort.
What's up, JM?
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Bop-ba-dop.
Smoking in the New Orleans.
Good morning to all of the 609ers, Los Angeles.
We'll let the pull boy down. Let's go, 609ers. You know what to do. Move it, move it, move it. Let's go.
Wow.
Hit that guy on that. Move it. Move it. Move, move, move.
Hey, what do you say, Joe Klein? Good morning would have worked.
Bigger than U.S. Steel.
Well, it is the morning show. Wally Hall did mention it.
He did. Pull the jet to the promised land.
Yakshimaj.
Dobre. That's right, Gene.
Come down easy.
Let's go.
Los Angeles.
Yeah. How do you look at a baby named Roger?
He's adorable. That's how you do it. Now stop it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dang straight okay. We are.
Let's go to the phone. What up, Double R? We got a great place for you here.
What's that mold in his pocket?
Well, you know what? I don't know what it is, but the folks here, Max Strength and Fix It for you. Are you coming?
Come on, Justin.
What? Los Angeles!
Up in the morning and I'm feeling fine. I gotta move it.
to 609. I tune the radio to the buzz because I don't want to miss shouting Los Angeles. I don't want to miss shouting Los Angeles. A 609er is a who I am. I'm the number one fan of the morning mayhem.
I got to hand it to you. That was good.
Thank you, Terry. All right, 6:11, everybody. Good morning on this Monday, August 17th. On the road this morning we've had a few of those Monday road shows, Roger. We don't get them all the time. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, David, to yourself.
Back in the studio, Christian Weaver. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, welcome back, man.
Yeah.
You sound better than you have in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, yeah. And, how was kindergarten on Friday?
He had a good day. I was happy that he had a good day because it would have been easy for him to come home and just be like, no, I hate it.
Good job. I think we need some more juice on you too, please. Turn yourself up, if you will.
There you go.
Crank it up. Yeah, Roger, we're on the road today at a new facility called Max Strength Fitness over in West Little Rock at the corner of Autumn and Canis. It's right around the corner from the East, when I say Embassy Suites. Embassy Suites is where we're basically a block off from Embassy Suites. And Arkansas Urology is around the corner. And
Sam's is right up the street.
Yeah. What do you call it? What is that main road?
Bowman. Canis goes straight? Okay, yes.
Yeah, so we're here. It's a really interesting concept, Roger. We'll visit with the owners, Brian and Susan Perry. Mm-hmm. No sweat. They keep it at 67 degrees, two times per week. You work out 20 minutes. That's it. No mirrors, no music, no sweat.
Worried about dude being on his phone trying to hurry up. Can I work in a rip?
All personal trainer. They have a personal trainer that is with you every moment. And really, they're gearing this towards, I think, 50 plus people that are 50 years or older that don't want to go to normal gyms and want to get results. And so it's really an interesting concept. We'll visit with the founder, Jeff Tomaszewski.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'll butcher that as we go, but. No sweat.
You don't sweat.
No sweat. 20 minutes.
It's really based on muscle building.
Yeah.
In other words, they feel like that's the most important. And really, studies have shown as you get older, you know, you really need to keep that strength up. And I think that's why it's a little bit different approach.
And that's what it is. It's not about building muscle here. Now, again, you can do some, if you go to the gym and you do all that, this place is for you as well. But if you've got special issues or for that matter, issues that you want to work out, and especially in David's age group, then that's what you want to do. Yeah, I mean, that's what you want to do. You want to come here because they've got all kinds of things that they can work out. It's not about building muscle up here. It's about strength.
Yeah, it sure is. Also, too, a lot to cover today. Obviously, Razorbacks continue to practice in the 100-degree temperatures. And, Roger, I think we're – I heard last night we had our 10th day of 100-degree temps in August already.
Yeah.
And it will continue. If you look at every day, it's going to be 100 again this week. That's without the wind.
Wind chill is 111.
It's dangerous hot out there. We feel for all you folks that they're dealing with it every day. Hats off to you.
Yep.
Hopefully you have bosses that will give you water. So,
You call it? Listen, I know my brother Larry, Larry's got a roofing down in Hot Springs. I know they're working right now. And then, when the sun comes up, they're out. They'll be doing that sort of thing. So they've got to get out of you got to get out of the heat. So roofers are doing that. You see a lot of construction being done, for build. There's a new dollar store being built around, Alcoa. And they did a lot of the work. And this is before the 100-degree consecutive days. They were doing it overnight for obvious reasons because of the sun.
We'll talk about the Razorbacks had a big scrimmage yesterday, or Saturday, I guess it was. We'll talk about that. The quarterback situation, the NFL played. Did you hear about the rookie from the Cardinals? Did you hear that story?
No, tell me.
Christian, did you hear it? I think it's Joshua Baez. I think that's his name.
Oh, yeah.
First time in Major League history, Roger, they call this guy up. His first pitch hits it about 450 feet at Chicago at the Cubs. Then he comes back next to it, bats, home run. First time in the history of Major League Baseball that a rookie comes up in his first three at bats, he gets three home runs. Too bad he didn't do that at home, but even if you're a Cub fan, that'd be pretty impressive.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, now what does he do?
Yeah, it's a good point.
He went 0-5 on Sunday. That's what he did.
That's funny.
Did he go 0-5?
Yes, he did.
Nice. You know what? So what? He's already done it. He's already broke that 4-minute mile.
That's right. We'll talk about a lot of other sports. We did want to mention shocking news last night in the world of acting and in Hollywood. And I probably will butcher her name, Roger, because Christian will probably get it. Hayden Panettiere. Is that the way you pronounce it, Christian?
Panettiere.
Panettiere. She is well known for multiple series like Heroes. I remember that she was in that, even though I didn't watch it. Nashville. Yeah. Roger brought up the point. I didn't remember, Christian. She was the coach's daughter in Remember the Titans. Yep. And really sweet. Dies last night at age 36.
Yeah, her dad has not said, you know, what the cause was. She suffered from some addiction issues, maybe. Well, some PTSD, did I hear that?
She had just come out and said, this is what makes you worry about it. And, well, it is what it is at this point. But she had come out and said that she had been either abused by an older actor and his wife or something. She had just got through talking about an interview about abuse, and so I don't even, back to your point, I hope it's obviously, you know, no answer is a good answer anyway, but you're thinking, oh, well, hope she didn't take her own life because she was in a bad place, and she might have.
But at that age, you have to wonder something.
Yeah.
It didn't just happen.
What do you know her, where do you know her from, Christian? She's closer to your age.
Probably, I mean, first thing I ever saw her in was Remember the Titans, I would think. And then, probably Heroes.
Yeah.
Heroes. She,
if you
what
Google
was Heroes
you, you'll recognize her.
It
the
was
other
like
thing,
a superhero thing. The first season was actually pretty good. Everything after that was terrible.
The other death that happened yesterday, Roger, Tommy John.
Yeah.
Who
I didn't
dies,
know he's still alive, actually.
Yeah, 80. I think he was 83. 83. Of course, we just found out that Justin Moore's daughter, Ella, just had the Tommy John surgery. And I remember, Roger, when that came out, I want to think it was the late 80s and early 90s. I can't remember exactly when it was, but he was a four-time All-Star and, you know, won almost 300 games. And if you had the Tommy John surgery, you know, you had a chance to make it. Apparently before that, you were done.
He said he played longer after the surgery than he did prior to it. So, and we're talking about 1973-4?
Yeah, he's 26 years in the league.
Yeah, so 26 years in the league.
1963 to 89.
Now he said he played longer, and by that he meant that his recovery time was less.
Yeah.
After the surgery, you know, after just a couple of days rest, boom, back at it. You know, of course, different era as well. You know, those guys played a lot. But
so you had that situation. Also today, several days today, National Thrift Shop Day. Do you, Roger, do you and Christian do the thrift shop or do your wives?
My
mother does.
My
so does Jessica.
My daughter, my niece, my brother Larry and Sheila, Larry just mentioned his name. His daughter owns a store called Just Swanky down in Hot Springs.
It's
a consignment store. It's
a
consignment store. I don't know. Is that the same thing?
I think it is.
Samantha's put a ton of stuff down that way and she sells it. It's very good clothes.
Yes.
That's really. Now I have shopped at Goodwill. I have gone to pick up some things at Goodwill before. Pretty proud of my leprechaun shoes.
Yeah, you can find some cool things in
you
there.
You sure can.
Yeah, for less price.
Yeah, not just clothes.
I'm sort of weird about wearing clothes that somebody else has worn.
It's not. Yeah, I haven't bought clothes there. I bought a pair of shoes there.
But a lot of people
that turned out to be my leprechaun shoes. I was looking for a pair of shoes, and they're fantastic shoes.
Yeah.
That I wear with the leprechaun. But and I've picked up quite a few other things there. But I've gone there looking for things like a VCR.
I think it's become a popular thing to do. I think to say
have you checked the economy lately?
Yeah.
Have you checked the meat department?
Christian, what about you?
I do not go thrifting. I have nothing against it, but it's not something that I go out and do no more.
Today is also National I Love My Feet Day. Roger, are you a fan of your feet?
Yes.
Okay.
I love my wife's feet more.
Okay.
She's got pretty
good
feet.
I hope so.
I like him.
By the way, speaking of couples, Jessica and I watched The Invite this weekend. I'm going to tell you.
It's a good movie.
Have you seen it, Christian?
Yeah, I saw it in theaters.
It is an absolute fascinating movie.
It's a good movie.
It's Seth Rogen. Who is his wife?
Olivia Wilde. She directed it as well.
So they're the couple.
Swingers?
Well, the couple above them is Penelope. What's her
name? Penelope Cruz and Edward Norton.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the emotional swings in that. It gets heavy. It's an intense about relationships, but all shot in one apartment. They never leave. I mean, they're on screen every second of that movie, those four, pretty much. And it's great acting.
Okay.
And then it's just the emotion that you go through.
And what's it about?
It's funny, too.
It's basically about the couple that they're upstairs and they've been invited them to come down and they're swingers and so
the upstairs
one or the swingers.
Penelope Cruz
yeah,
and
they're,
Norton.
They're the swingers.
Are swingers, okay.
And they come down and it sort of develops into a swinging opportunity
for Seth and
of course.
Do you know any swingers?
And their marriage is already on the rocks.
Right. Okay, Seth Rogen.
I know of some swingers.
You know a couple?
Well, and we've known them through the show. We've known them through the through our station.
Okay.
They used to come to, I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
Come to our events. Very nice couple.
Absolutely.
And we heard it, Christian, and pretty much people, you know, in the know knew it.
Do I know who they are?
What's that?
Do I know who they are?
No, I don't think you would. I think it's before your time. I think it was before your time.
I think I still know a few.
Well, I think, isn't there a newsletter for swingers in Saline County or something?
I don't know.
I feel like I heard that.
I don't know.
Saline County,
publishing. No. So I don't know. I want to, and that may be your question of the day. Now, Samantha and I watched a couple of movies over the weekend. One of them was Young Frankenstein, Young Washington.
Yeah, was it good?
I liked it.
I liked it.
The beginning of it. Samantha is really, ever since our trip to Boston last year, she is really, her patriotism has really come out because of the landing of Plymouth, at Plymouth. That's where we stayed when we went to Massachusetts. That's where we stayed. So the Rock and the Pilgrims and all that stuff. And then the night before, I don't know. Pressure. Zach had hit me up about Pressure. Meteorologist deal with D-Day.
Oh, I saw it.
First of all, Brendan Fraser, I liked him in Encino Man.
Didn't like him in Bad Casting.
And as far as the Mummy, but
no. Didn't work. Now, the fascinating story is we know.
Great story.
But the casting was poorly done on that one. He did not fit.
Who was he?
He was
Eisenhower.
Eisenhower.
Yeah, not at all. but watching Band of Brothers, I didn't know that one of the dudes that played Montgomery. The guy that played Montgomery in the movie Pressure was the actor that played the lead in Band of Brothers. You know, the guy that
I forget his name.
Redhead. He was a redheaded guy.
Damien,
good looking dude.
Something.
Who?
It's like Damien.
Yeah.
Lewis. Damien
exactly.
Lewis, I believe. Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very good. Very good. I didn't know he was British. Because when he came back, he was born in the UK.
But it's a fascinating story.
About the meteorology. How important it was for them to do that. I don't know. I read the story
for D-Day.
Nailing
the right day to D-Day.
The weather forecast. That's because they were getting ready to go on the 4th or the 5th. And they needed to know because they needed cloud cover. They needed to know about the swells. They needed to know all these things. I don't know how much of it was true
as far as the
deal with the American meteorologist who was very arrogant
curious. I think I looked it up and they didn't. When I looked it up after seeing the movie, it didn't reference how much was based on fact.
It did not say anything about that. But I did read a little bit more about that guy, about Captain Stagg. And of course it was Zach, my son's a meteorologist, boy's a meteorologist. So, you know, he was asking me about it. So I was looking at it, that how different it is for those guys now compared to then, a no brainer. But that guy knew that area more than the American did for obvious reasons. But the other part of it is at the end of it, just like in Band of Brothers and all that, what you just don't know is that these people that did all of that had to go back to their regular lives.
Yeah.
And to do what they were doing, whether it be a milkman, a mailman, work at a plant. He went back and, still worked in meteorology and that sort of thing. But you just don't know. They went back to being, quote unquote, regular people, which to me is a more fascinating story.
It's a fascinating story. What's going on one of these battleships that, think about being on a ship for 8 months.
Yeah.
And not being off that ship for 8 months. Can you imagine? We talked about being in submarines, a thing which are tough too,
Absolutely. Anyway, all right, great. So I need to watch Invite then.
Yeah, so.
And you need to watch it. Yeah, everybody needs to watch Pressure and Young Washington.
Yeah, so also today is National Nonprofit Day. By the way, do you love your feet, Christian? Are you okay with your feet?
I'm not a feet guy. I guess I'm okay with mine.
Okay. Yeah, my feet are like
Your feet actually look like irons. They look like plaster of Paris. They look like somebody. Yeah, it looks like somebody. The plaster of Paris footprints that you see came to life. That's what you have. They are Flintstones.
Also, too, we got it's Robert De Niro's birthday today at 83. What's your favorite De Niro movie and scene? There's so many different directions. I mean, you have to admit, both of you, I know, Christian, you love movies, too. One of the greatest actors of all time. Yeah. Look at his body of work. It's probably so massive.
My favorite of actor of all time.
Is that right?
Comedy, yeah. Comedy and all.
Fockers
is great. I think one of my all-time favorites Godfather 2, no brainer.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're Corliss. I don't know if you're Corliss Casino. I don't know if you're Goodfellas.
All those, man.
Men of Honor.
Yeah.
Fockers. I don't know. But one of my favorites is Midnight Run. The comedy in Midnight Run.
I've still not seen that.
That's fantastic.
You've told me about that for years.
But don't watch it unedited. Edited. Don't watch it edited. Watch it unedited. And that's for the language, so I don't want your mother to be there. And Charles Grodin's just fantastic. But anyway, I like that one. Again, who else's birthday?
Yeah, it's Davy Crockett's birthday today, Roger. It is. It's Sean Penn is 66, which is sort of hard to believe. Donnie Wahlberg, 57, amongst other things. Also, too, don't forget, always on Monday, we'll have Chris Kane stopping by here shortly, brought to you by Trader Bills. Bill Vickery is on the road back in Tampa. We'll visit with him. He's brought to you by Smart Buick, GMC, and Whitehall.
He sent us a picture of a sunrise.
Oh, he just did?
Yes,
very nice. I don't know if we'll do graffiti or not. We'll make the call on that here shortly. Pat Bradley, we'll see in the 9 o'clock hour, brought to you by Cabot Outdoors and Bath Fitter of Little Rock. By the way, graffiti is brought to you by Finch Brokers and Chris Walker. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. We're at Max Strength Fitness. Best way to describe it is, Rogers, is about a block off of Chenal Parkway and about right around the corner for Embassy Suites. It's Autumn and...
Canis.
It's a really interesting concept. No sweat.
Yep.
Two times a week, 20 minutes per time with a personal trainer. These are really for folks over 50, I think.
I think even Jeff may have mentioned their target is 45 plus. You say 50. 6-in-1, as Rainwater would say, Baker's dozen in the other.
Right. And it's you can check them out online, maxstrengthfitness.com. Yep. But it's an interesting concept. There's going to maybe be another one. Brian and Susan Perry are the local owners, and we've got the franchise president and founder here. We'll visit with him as well. Glad you're with us. We're another week closer to football season beginning. You know, you had everybody played this weekend. Cowboys pick up Von Miller.
Yeah, how about
which is, you know, he's a little bit older, but still a nice pickup for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
They won their game against Seattle, right?
Yeah. Marshall's 96-yard grab highlights.
For the Razorbacks, Marshall. Yeah. I know. You're like, it's good and bad. Coach gave up a lot of big plays. Like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We'll see.
It's practice.
It is practice. That's right. Get too hyped about practice. All right. Don't go away. It's 6:30 here on Morning Mayhem. And a woman the streets for Nancy. And I find her every time. And when the street lights for liquor, bring it on tonight. We'll be slipping in the dark.
Finch Brokers presents Razorback Graffiti every Monday with Morning Mayhem. One sentence to let the guys know how you feel about the Razorbacks. From Finch Brokers, going the extra mile.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas football had their first scrimmage at fall camp yesterday. Head coach Ryan Silverfield spoke to the media following the scrimmage and talked about the defense.
There's too many explosive plays, and I always say this on defense. We want to take the football away and not allow the explosive plays. I can live with if you guys come and say, well, Ryan, you guys won the game 12-9, but the defense gave up 500 yards. Cool. Great, let them go up 600. All I care about is points allowed. Today, there's too many explosive plays.
Arkansas gets the day off from practice today as it's the start of fall semester. They'll return tomorrow with tight ends coach Morgan Turner speaking to the media. And in the NFL, the Cowboys signed defensive end Von Miller to a one-year deal. The 37-year-old recorded 9 sacks for Washington last year. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network. Catch the Buzz's ticker on our social media platforms presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
Hot, hot weather for today. 104 high temperature in Little Rock with a heat index around 110. Still in extreme heat warning this afternoon. Also, late today, a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm. That's a 20% chance of rain this afternoon and going into this evening. Overnight, a low of 78. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Listen every day to Out of Bounds for what's trending on social media and whether listeners agree or disagree. Engaging conversations about engaging topics. Sponsored by Arkansas-based West Rock Coffee. Join West Rock Coffee and their 1.5 million coffee farmers around the globe as they fuel Arkansas with great-tasting coffee, tea, and water delivered directly to your business. Contact them at westrockcoffee.com or 833-886-JAVA. That's 883-886-5282. Call today.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Bank continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank. We got the big deals.
Steve, we've traded for more vehicles than I've ever seen before during our Make This the Summer Sales event at the Big Lot. Chris Crane, Dodge Jeep Ram.
We sure have, Terry. We've got dozens of vehicles under $25,000, and we've got payments to fit any budget.
These vehicles are inspected for safety, and our banks love to say yes. So come see us at the Big Lot, Chris Crane, Dodge Jeep Ram, Alcoa Road in Benton, or online at chriscranecars.com.
You know your age, your weight, your income, and probably even the mileage on your car, but what's your testosterone levels right now? And is it normal for your age? Look, if you don't know the answer to that, Low T Center can help you. There's no doubt about it. And y'all, it's free. Stop in today. Take a quick, painless, free testosterone test and find out if Low T Center can help invigorate your life as it has for thousands of men right here in Arkansas. Go to fixmylowt.com to book that free test today. That is fixmylowt.com.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mill exit.
This is Miss Arkansas 2026, Ava Weeks, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem with David, Roger, Justin, and Christian.
One of those two guys maybe starting to separate just a little bit?
No, as much as you guys want to write about it and all that stuff, and I'm off social media, so I have no idea what you guys are saying, but no, it makes our job a lot easier if someone separates, but they're both doing some really good things. I do think, you guys are going to say, okay, good, we get you in a press conference next week, you're going to have the answer. A lot more is going to be told, good, better, and different in the next 7 days, right, with the situations we're going to be putting in.
That was Ryan Silverfield. Thank you, Christian, for playing that. Talking about the quarterback battle, you know, it is what it is. I think you'd much rather have your quarterback situation determined now, let them be a leader, instead of, you're still trying to determine that. And so just sort of keep your team in. You know, the team's going to be supportive of either quarterback, but it'd be nice to have that consistency of, okay, he's our guy. But I guess sooner or later they will. I don't know when they're going to make the decision. Listen, you're running out of time. You got a game coming up shortly. It'd just be nice to have that in place. They're going to support either one at KJ Jackson or AJ Hill. It's so weird, all these KJ
Jefferson.
Yes, I know. That's what I sort of get mixed up on. Let's bring in us Chris. Is he on three, Raj? Chris,
say something. Yeah, no, he's on four. I'm four.
There you go. Good morning, Chris Kane.
Good morning.
Good
morning. I'm doing wonderful.
Let's welcome him in officially right off the bat there, Roger Dodge.
All right, Christian, go ahead.
For more than a decade, Chris Kane has graced the airwaves of KATV Channel 7 as weekend sports anchor with Steve Sullivan and then later news anchor and personality on KATV's Daybreak Morning Show. He's the current MC of the prestigious Miss Arkansas pageant. He's guest-hosted every show on The Buzz, and he's an expert on solar power. But today, it's all about mayhem. Brought to you by Trader Bills. Check out their new line of pontoon boats in Hot Springs and off I-30 in Little Rock, and get out on the water.
All right, Chris, great to have you today.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Always nice to see a new business come to Arkansas. So we'll tell you, if you just joined us, it's interesting. You've never heard these phrases when you're talking about gyms. This is Max Strength Fitness, and no sweat. Only 2 days per week, 20 minutes, 67 degrees all the time. Personal training every second you're here. They've got specific machines just for you. And the best thing, They don't. When doctors prescribe you pills, they prescribe you exercise. There you go. So it's a interesting.
So I'm telling you right now, I talked with Jeff. I had a consultation, excuse me, with Brian this morning when I got in here, because, you know, I've been having some issues.
Yes,
sure. And I do believe, and again, I had a doc work on me down in Florida, all the other, WebMD, a lot of stuff. I can't afford going to the doctor a lot of times.
It can be a little scary sometimes. WebMD is not for the faint of heart.
Well, yeah. I don't go for the, you know, the
I have a stomach ache.
The weird stuff.
And then all of a sudden, you think
got AIDS.
You have every... Yes, exactly.
Right.
Yes.
No, I don't go that far. So it's all about, you know, you try to do some things. Because, listen, I know my bup over here. He's had more surgeries than there are surgeons
the bionic
here.
Man.
Absolutely. Yes. So he has all these surgeries. I know everything that goes on with him. But I'm also getting older and all that sort of thing. So anyway, I've got an issue here. I had some tendonitis a few years ago, and I go see Dr. Jimmy Tucker. He says, Roger, I can fix that. You just got to change your workout routine. You got to do more back and chest and all that. It'll go away. I said, it'll go away. He said, it'll go away. Guess what? It went away. And so now with the issue that I have, I think a lot of it has to do with movement that I've got going on. So I leave Friday after we do a very successful youth home steak and eggs at the butcher shop, and I go and I get a 30-minute
How'd that turn out?
Good. It worked fantastic.
I'm telling you, people get missing out on the benefits of massage.
Dude.
Yeah.
Really. I did, and she did a great job. Thanks to Dee Dee for squeezing me in on there at Ava Bella, and I'll go again tomorrow to get a little bit more. But the relief that I got from that, and what are your thoughts on stretching
very important. Very important. Yeah.
I've done that. So here,
I tell my dad that all the time.
It's important.
Yeah, it makes
Xi Jinping's listening, so he sent me some things that he heard me talking about, and stretching was one of them to help the vertebrae and doing all that. So I've done it, and I could be in my head a lot of it.
You feel better.
But I'm telling you, physically, I still have, obviously, it's not just going to
go away. But it made a difference.
Major difference.
You,
so stretching, massage, and I'll be doing that as well. And then what they do here, Brian told me, that's exactly what they have this place for.
I think that their target market is probably 50+. I think they you know, there's no mirrors here. There's no loud music. This is not the gym setting. So, Chris, you would not qualify.
You don't come in here for the Instagram. You don't come here to post on social media.
That's right.
Don't come in here in your yoga pants.
That's right.
Let's hit some
message on our Milton text line. And of course, the folks at Middleton are working hard right now. So, Hayden Panettiere, how do you say your last name again, Christian?
Panettiere.
So, Hayden Panettiere, someone says he had a daughter, I didn't realize this, with her former boyfriend.
Yes!
Klitschko.
Yes!
The boxer.
Champion.
She's 36. If you just tuned in,
she passed away last... Yeah, an 11-year-old daughter, I know, yeah.
Passes away at age 36 last night. Shocker, for sure. Here's one, Casino, Goodfellas. Yeah, talking about your favorite... Not only give us maybe your favorite movie, but your favorite scene. What is the one, I think it's Heist. Again, this is one of those movies, Christian, if you haven't seen it, it's got Ed Norton in it. To me, it's got one of the best
heist
endings ever. Roger, it's almost like the one with Stallone.
Sorry, don't tell me then.
Yeah,
safecracker, and he's training Ed Norton.
Is it too late? Does he come off as special needs?
Yes,
when they first meet. That's the only scene that I've seen.
He's so good. Both of them. Are
okay.
A great movie.
Is it too late for me to be able to say a spoiler alert? Don't screw it for me.
Let's not screw it up. Okay. Someone says Heat for De Niro
not bad at all.
Pacino. Let's see here. Oh, listen to this. My grandpa arrived on Normandy alive on day two because the weather turned bad. And they couldn't make the first wave on day one. So that's, again, talking
about... Know the little story. It's just a little blurb. Because at the very end of Pressure, when reporters asked Eisenhower, and I'm paraphrasing, you know, what was the turning factor in D-Day and all of that, and he said, we had better meteorologists than the Germans.
Yeah, that's a great...
That's huge!
That's a great line.
I mean, and again, these guys are working off of protractors they're using.
Different.
Oh, my God.
And all the computer data like we do now.
Nothing.
Yeah. Today is National Thrift Shop Day. It's also National I Love My Feet Day, Chris. It's also National Nonprofit Day.
Yeah.
Of course, Jessica works with the Community Foundation. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of nonprofits all over the state. There are a lot of us. All you folks out there in the nonprofit world, tip of the hat to you for out there doing great work. Someone says, Jake said, I get all my work shirts at Goodwill. I call it GW Fashion.
Okay.
Someone says, was Hayden in the Hall Pass? I don't know. Christian?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Christian now has almost become, Roger, I feel like he's IMDb. Do we do IMCCW? Sure. I don't know. It's just saying like every time. Yeah. Someone, Rebecca says y'all keep cutting out. Is that? Are we back? Are we doing good now, Christian?
I think we're good.
Okay. Let's see here. As a former, let's see here. No. Baz, not so fast, my friend. As we mature, build strength is important, but you don't want too much muscle. Listen, well, listen. Here's the deal. You're not going to have too much muscle as you get older because you're losing muscle every decade. So, one of the biggest studies they have found is that if you want to survive and be healthy and live a long life, is to be strong. And so that's been a fact. So you do want to stay lean. You don't want to be overweight. You want to eat your protein, but you definitely want to keep.
Well, listen, you're an expert at this as well, and so you'll be able to help out with when we get the guest on. Real quick, just to step back, I don't see Hayden in the cast of Hall Pass.
Okay, yeah,
on the working out and talking to Brian and all that. You know what? Yeah, it's like going to church. And going to the gym, you miss a couple of days. Then the next thing you know, you've missed a month, and you've done it, and it's terrible.
Snowballs.
But you feel so good, both mentally, when you attend both church and going to the gym. So going to the gym, and I think, you know, we're going to be out of town a few days in a week. Am I going to miss it? How many times do I get to go to the gym? And Brian's telling me, and I want you to confirm this with what they're doing here. You've got to have a 24-48 hour rest period. On some of your
muscle,
for working out, because that way it helps, and he'll explain recovery. It more with what they've got. Maybe that's got to do with our age for the recovery, because I'll try to go in and do an hour, a little bit over an hour on a circuit.
Well, listen, you know, Chris, I don't know if you've noticed, but Roger, I mean, he's showing the guns today.
No. I just wear my shirts.
I'm sure the owner of the franchise who is in today looked at Roger and went, whoa. We got a real.
You heard what he said. He goes, whenever you asked about doing something in the break, you know, in a minute, he goes, oh, yeah, we'll burn those triceps up.
That's what he said.
We're going to burn your triceps up.
You know what? But it's the resistance. It's everything that goes on in there. So I just want to make sure that are you getting anything out of it? I don't think I'm gaining any muscle or anything. I'm feeling a little bit better. I'm gaining some.
You're keeping what you have.
Yeah.
Someone said, Redbone says, good morning, fellas. Ask Chris Kane if he's got a personalized tag, please.
What does that mean?
Just means your tag has like CK or.
On what?
Or your car.
Oh, no.
Okay. He must have seen something maybe thought was you. Let's see here. Heber Springs has great thrifting, all stores closed together, so good. Golf club, shoes, clothes, everything. I tell you what was fascinating for us, Chris, was when we were in Aspen. We were trying to find the Aspen thrift shop because, as you can imagine, what you get in Aspen, what people give away.
Yes.
It's like a regular retail store for most of us.
Absolutely. You know, I played golf once, to throw it out there again, played golf Saturday and shot better than double bogey golf.
Wow. So under 100.
107, and that's better than double bogey. Double bogey is 108. So thanks to the guys for taking me there. Now, again, I did well, but I think my issue is still in my arm and all that, and raising up my head and not looking. But I'm getting so much better. I'm telling you right now, I think I'm going to be, you know, having my own from the short grass podcast.
In addition to, and we hit the break here, Christian, in addition to it being De Niro's birthday, it's also John Gruden's birthday. Ah. John Gruden was in Fayetteville yesterday.
He made
a post. I called him and wished him happy birthday. And, of course, you know, he's the same age as us, Roger. He's 63.
Well, first of all, I thought it was a little disingenuous when he said, man, I love this. This is a great campus. There's so much to do here. I don't know what they have. I don't know what they do on that campus. I mean, you've got the pig in the waterfall. What's he talking about?
I think he's just being...
Being nice. I know. I know, but don't say that.
If he was only on campus about 9 months ago.
We tried.
The message boards would have exploded.
Hey, guys, this is Terry from FFB. Just wanted to let you know my doctor agrees with you, David. I've lost 94 pounds and almost 2 days. It'll be in 2 years. I've lost 94 pounds, kept it off the doctor's appointment with creatine. I said, got to keep the muscle mass up a little bit. That's something we know you have to do. You have to keep strong. Also, for just being mobile, being able to get up off the ground in case you fall, all those little things.
That's what we're talking about with Brian. It's not about the muscle building here. It's about the strength, and the strength of being able to play catch with your grandson and being able to bend down and pick up the ball and get right back up, as opposed to going, oops.
The little things.
Yes.
I've got a comment or question, 661-1037 on our Middleton Heat and Air text line. Chris, I was just thinking, I'm not talking, you know, we still have our
last big meeting to announce. Just waiting for that hopefully happen this week.
Are you doing that today?
You'll love this. There was a comment last week when I was filling in on the zone, and someone said, well, Hunter Yurecek, Tommy Kraft apparently on his Northwest Arkansas show said, Hunter Yurecek doesn't want to go down there and help them make a whole bunch of money. And I audibly laughed out loud at the idea of, making us a whole bunch of money. National Nonprofit Day, and someone asked me recently, they go, hey, does the Touchdown Club make any money? And I, again, was like, I can't even tell you.
I can't share
the finances. Yeah. All I can tell you is when we say nonprofit, we emphasize
that's right. All good. All right.
One last thing. Thank you very much from the 501. I was golfing my ball over the weekend.
The new phrase that we learned from Trey Schaaf.
Thank you, sir.
I was listening. He just said, you were really golfing your ball. Like,
he said you were golfing your ball.
That's elite golf. It's elite golf talk, Christian. When I heard it, I thought, we've got to get that clip.
Oh, we've got that clip, Jerry.
Only Trey Schaaf could say that. So
we have that clip.
Don't go away. We're live out here in West Little Rock. We're at the corner of Autumn and Canis, right around the corner from the Embassy Suites Hotel, Arkansas Urology, and Bowman. So interesting concept here with Max Strength Fitness. We'll be back in just a minute. There it is.
Chris Zender, General Manager of Frank Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Sherwood. Listen, we know times are tight, so we're working real hard to find affordability for you Buzz listeners. Check this out. Grand Cherokee starting at $33,997. Ram trucks up to $18,000 off. That's a 2026 model with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. We have Jeep Wranglers, the ultimate summer vehicle, up to $8,000 off, and the gasoline chargers up to $7,000 off. Want to save at the pump? The new Jeep Cherokee gets an incredible 38 miles per gallon. Browse it all right now at FletcherDeals.com and get pre-approved fast at FletcherCredit.com or come see us today in Sherwood. We're at 5922 Warden Road. Thank you.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS. AMS.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win-win-win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win-win-winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Hey, this is Chris Walker with Fence Brokers. Looking for top quality fencing at unbeatable prices? At Fence Brokers, we're your local fence distributor with everything you need. Wood, vinyl, chain link, ornamental iron, entry estate gates, access control, and more. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourself homeowner, our staff of experts will help you find the perfect solutions for your project. Fast delivery, huge selection, and personalized service set us apart. Visit us in Bryant or find us at fencebrokers.com to submit a quote. Fence Brokers, going the extra mile.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Millar golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dingman shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
Looking for a better deal on your next vehicle? Make the smart drive to Smart Auto Group. Since 1906, Smart Auto Group has been helping drivers find the right vehicle at the right price. Arkansas's oldest auto groups. Shop a huge selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Hyundai, and Honda vehicles, all backed by the hometown service you can trust. You'll find great selection and great value at Smart Auto Group. Make the smart drive today and start saving at smartdrive.com.
Mike Rowe here with another random fact. Those cracks on your walls aren't just cosmetic. They could mean your home is sinking. Whether it's drywall cracks, exterior cracks, or sticking doors or windows, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys, and they're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to stabilize your foundation. Schedule a free inspection with Groundworks, the foundation and waterproofing experts.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
It's Chuck the Promo Guy. Join me every Tuesday with Morning Mayhem for Check-In with Chuck, brought to you by McLarty Mazda Volkswagen in North Little Rock. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? McLarty Mazda Volkswagen has over 900 to choose from. Cars, trucks, SUVs, all at great prices. Shop online today at McLartyMazda.com or McLartyVolkswagen.com.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
Now look, Father, I'm a patient man. That's what 19 months in a Vietnamese prison camp will do to you. But I will be watching you, studying your every move. And if I find that you are trying to corrupt my firstborn child, I will bring you down, baby. I will bring you down to Chinatown.
Bring you down to Chinatown. You know, I forgot. I had not seen Roger till a few weeks ago. I had not seen Broxtail. I had never seen a Broxtail before. So,
oh, very good.
Yeah, I didn't know about that one.
Oh, that's an excellent one, yeah. And that was just a directorial debut.
One of my favorite scenes is in The Untouchables is De Niro taking the baseball bat as Al Capone and bludgeoning one of the guys at the table.
Yeah. You know what? And what he did for his craft... I remember because I think he did it there as well as he did it when he was playing Jake LaMotta. I mean, put on the weight, all the weight that he put on. There was not a fat suit and all that kind of stuff. I think he did to his body what he did to his body.
The Ed Norton movie I said was The Heist. It's called The Score. I got that mixed up. We're talking about it's De Niro's 83rd birthday today. You got Silver Linings Playbook. There's so many different movies that he was in. You mentioned Men of Honor, which I've not seen. I've not seen Analyze This. That's with he and, is that Billy Crystal?
Or Analyze That.
Analyze This, and then it's Analyze That.
Oh, there's two different ones.
Well, one of them is the first one, and the other one is the second one. And again, you know, to me, which came first? That movie or The Sopranos? Because it's kind of the same thing.
I believe, came before The Sopranos.
I thought so, too.
And I have not seen The Fan with Wesley Snipes today. I've never seen that one. Backdraft, he was in that. Remember that?
What does he have from, Copland?
Copland, yeah.
That's a Copland, yeah, this. That's who he's talking to, Stallone.
Yeah. Awakenings. Was he the patient in Awakenings?
Yes. Wow. You want to cry?
And I haven't seen Men of Honor yet. So anyway,
Men of Honor's good, true story, and you know what it was. His wife, De Niro's wife in that one is, what's her name? Charlize Theron.
We are here at Max Strength Fitness at the corner of Autumn and Canis. Check them out online. It's really a unique concept. MaxStrengthFitness.com. For those of you who don't want a typical gym experience, we'll go into detail about how they do it here. 661-1037. Several things happened over the weekend. We mentioned Chris, the amazing story of the rookie that moved up in baseball for the Cardinals.
Baez. Yes.
First pitch, he hits it 450 feet down the middle. It looked almost straight. Never in the history of baseball have you had a rookie first three at bat, three home runs. And Roger, of course, you know, he comes back to earth with 0 for 5 the next day.
Yeah, that's what Christian said, 0 for 5. But that's okay. He's already done it. You've set a record no one else has ever done in Major League Baseball, sir.
I want to give some love to the new, and I know you know who she is, Chris, the new weather person over at Channel 7. She used to be the reporter.
Emma Allen.
So Emma, she was a reporter, Roger. So she's got skills in putting packages together as opposed, most meteorologists don't have that kind of background where they're doing packages and stories. Well, she did one on the 100 degree temps that have been, she goes back to 1980, gets video from 1980 when they used to do things by hand, you know.
John Gusty.
I don't even know who the weather person was at the time. You have to go back and look. I think it's on her TikTok page, but does a really good job of showing from there. I think then Ned Permey. And then Barry, just showing how we've gone through the different times we've gone through these stretches of 100 degree temps. So I will say this, a lot of discussion about the Razorbacks. They did not go indoor one time. A lot of the other teams in the SEC were doing their practicing indoor. Mm-hmm. So that's a positive. Also, since you're a UCA guy, Chris, I was reading about Walker White, who transferred in from Auburn to, I think he went, did he go to Baylor? And then is that, they may use him like, who's the guy down in New Orleans all those years, the quarterback?
Taysom Hill? It was like,
yeah, Taysom Hill. You know,
Taysom.
What is it? Taysom?
Taysom.
Yeah, put him in there. Yeah, and you do unique, you know, situations for him. But there, listen, UCA, right, hasn't named their quarterback. And I don't think, right?
It's Amalo.
It did.
Donovan Amalo.
I didn't see where they announced that. I know he was the one that was probably leading, but I didn't see where he was.
Donovan's from Conway.
Okay. Yeah, he's a local kid. I didn't know they had given him the number one.
He transferred in from a smaller school.
So they have named him the starter.
He is the starter.
Okay, I hadn't seen that. Then I think ASU's the same way. I don't think ASU has named their starter yet. So, you know, again, another situation where we're not the only ones. But you look around the league, it sure would be nice to have that done. For those who wondered, Roger mentioned gave up a 96-yard pass to Marshall, the kid transferred from Boise State, 6'3", 215, good-looking kid. But you heard what Coach said. Hey, gave up too many big plays. And you're like, oh, man. You know, we don't want to hear that. Did you say we got a pickup of a secondary player? He was a former Hog. Is it what's his name? Wooden? Yeah, there was a
Caleb
DB
Wooden?
At all. Who? Huh?
Caleb Wooden.
Yeah, so he was at Arkansas 1 year, but he's been at Auburn last week. We got him. We added him over the weekend. I don't know how much we had to pay him, but apparently he got that 5-5 deal. You know, with the court.
I did see that,
yeah, the
yes.
courts have come in and given that opportunity.
Yeah, he was on Arkansas last year.
Was it last year?
Mm-hmm.
I guess he was with Auburn 3 years before that.
Yes.
3 years before that.
Yes,
so, yeah, so we got him back another year. So, again, we have a different, you know, we have another DB. Again, you know, we haven't been great in on the back half of the defense anyway. Also, too, did you guys see the Buffalo's new stadium yesterday? I didn't get you over the weekend.
I only saw the criticism about it.
What was it?
The game. Some of the criticisms involve the ability, a sight line. I guess there's some places where it's actually hard to see the
game. You've got to be kidding me.
That's what I've seen.
You
some
build
of the
a brand new stadium, you get that messed up.
Not, I mean, obviously not for everyone, but yeah, for some of the seating, apparently it's not great in terms of being able to actually watch the field.
Scotty Scheffler wins the FedEx yesterday by 8 strokes. Yeah. That's only his second win in 7 months, so he's back in action.
Not bad.
Joey Logano, I know our buddy Steve Qualls, our NASCAR guy.
We know Joey.
Yeah, he. I think it's his second win this year.
It was great.
39th overall.
39th overall. That's right. Yeah.
Being down there in Atlanta and watching him get booed, him and Bubba.
It was.
Just get booed.
Wait, Logano got booed too.
Yes.
I remember you guys said Bubba did.
Yes. Andrew Benintendi still around.
Yeah.
He had a good weekend.
Go ahead.
White Sox.
Single. That's right. Yes.
Yeah. All right. 661-1037. If you want to be a part of the show, of course, Elvis died yesterday. Roger. It would have been 49 years ago.
How about that?
August.
I thought about you guys when I saw that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Next year will be 50 years.
Well,
yeah, crazy.
Summer of Adventure.
Oh, we've got to 50.
50?
Oh, it's a no-brainer.
Well, if we did 50 for the Hope Watermelon Festival, the governor didn't. I saw the governor was hanging out with Matthew McConaughey. But she couldn't hang out with the regular peeps at the Hope. You know what? I like her. I'm a big fan of hers. Is she up for re-election?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Now,
you're going to have to earn my vote back. You're going to have to earn my vote back. And then, someone on the Middleton Heaton Air text line made a comment and said, Sully said that he said that
no problem, whether it's a leaky faucet or a whole lot more, call the professionals at BR McGinty. They'll fix it right the first time. Call for all of your plumbing needs.
BR McGinty.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers.